One of the longest-serving mayors in this country plans to attend his last ribbon cutting this weekend. Soon after that, he's cutting ties with city government. Don Pluskwelik spent decades in office in Akron, Ohio. He's credited with transforming the local economy. He's also called bombastic and a bully. He recently said he feared a city council member might kill him. From member station WKSU, ML Schultze has the story of a man who says it's time to walk away.
Everybody says Don Pluskwelik loves Akron. It's just some of the people he can't stand, as he said in March to a packed crowd at his State of the City address.
I will never voluntarily agree to give out an unearned windfall of hundreds of thousands of dollars to a small group of greedy individuals who, because of their greed and a spiteful, bitter judge, have screwed up a very well-run department.
That department is the fire department. Over the nearly three decades he's headed this mid-sized city, 45 minutes southeast of Cleveland, he's crossed swords with firefighters and federal judges and battled contractors, parking lot attendants, the Republican governor, Democratic council members, apolitical bureaucrats, and reporters, especially reporters.
They twist things around and stories around. You don't even know if you were there at the actual meeting. You guys have to actually look, you know, at the camera, and then they have a clip of me, what I'm saying.
So if I just ask you a simple...
You want me to on record?
Yet he easily won elections, partnered with Akron schools, revitalized downtown, and held on to key global companies like Goodyear and Firestone. And the Brookings Institution profiled Akron as a city that successfully transitioned to the new global economy. So, Pluskwelik seemed like a smart bet to run for an eighth consecutive term this fall. Then came that State of the City address that he barred a councilman, Bob Hoke, from attending, and then explained it was because he feared Hoke might shoot him.
My 88-year-old mother is sitting there. My 84-year-old aunt and her husband and my stepfather, my daughter. I don't care what anybody else thinks at this point.
What many other people thought was that his claim was flat-out bizarre. Count Councilman Hoke among them.
I can't imagine where anybody got an idea that I was going to shoot the mayor. That was just the most absurd thing that I had ever heard. You know, I'm not a gun person. I don't carry guns. I don't use guns.
Hoke acknowledges he's battling Pluskwelik over long-delayed promotions in the fire department and questioning his plan for Akron to start its own construction company to ensure residents get jobs. But he says that's politics, not personal. Akron Beacon Journal editor Bruce Wingus says his reporters thoroughly investigated the mayor's claim, including talking to the city's police chief, who saw no threat.
You know, in that situation, there's one of two possible outcomes here. One is that there's a credible threat and that the fellow should be arrested. Or two is that the mayor is just flat out mistaken on this.
But the mayor didn't back off. Instead, he sent an email late last Friday announcing he's, quote, done fighting the madness, end quote. Not at the end of the year, but at the end of this month. He devoted half of his 8-paragraph resignation letter to criticizing the Beacon Journal. He especially objected to being called, quote, a B-word, end quote, on the editorial page. It wasn't clear if he meant bastard or bully. The paper has referred to him as both. But it's also repeatedly endorsed him and lauded the city's progress in his 28 years as mayor.
It's unfortunate that he went out the way he did, blaming the Beacon Journal for this, because he's done a lot of good things for this city.
And that, many here say, is the essential contradiction of Don Pluskwelik, an extraordinarily thin-skinned man who has largely succeeded in a profession that requires the thickest of skins. For NPR News, I'm ML Schultze in Akron.